Unapologetic, Anders Breivik arrived in a makeshift court inside Cheyenne prison, demonstrating a continued belief in the far-right ideology that inspired his crimes. The 42-year-old is asking for release on probation as the minimum period of his sentence is up.
Today I renounce all forms of violence and terror, along with the objectives in the manifesto, and I give you my word of honour that this is behind me forever. But this doesn't mean that I won't keep fighting for a national socialist takeover of Norway and the West.
Breivik murdered 77 people on July 22, 2011. 8 died when he detonated a car bomb in Oslo. He then travelled to the nearby island of Utøya, where a group of teenagers were on a Labour Party youth camping trip. He killed 69 of them. It was Norway's worst peacetime atrocity. But his psychiatrist says he still shows no remorse for his crimes. Prosecutor Hulda Karlsdottir outlined why he should not be granted parole.
As the court sees it, the psychiatric prognoses have to be used as a base. Even if the defendant is not diagnosed with a personality disorder, his crimes could just be seen as the result of a deviant personality. This means that the defendant, after serving a sentence of 21 years in prison, would still remain a very dangerous man. He should remain in prison.
Lisbeth Roiland, whose daughter was killed by Breivik, heads a family and survivors support group. She fears giving Breivik a platform could inspire like-minded extremists.
My biggest fear is that we will have the opportunity to spread his message to other people. Like we know that Munchausen, who had the terror attack on the mosque in Norway, was also inspired by Breivik, and there might be many others.
Breivik is serving Norway's maximum prison sentence of 21 years, which can be extended indefinitely if he's deemed a continued threat to society. The routine hearing will last for a maximum of 4 days, 4 days in which families of his many victims and survivors will no doubt relive their pain. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera.